5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Right about now, this is Unconcealed.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show.
You're listening to one of the most top syndicated shows, the Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Naz and Diamond.
Real talk.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Ain't no more us grown together. You better be grown. I'm grown, so I'm going to be grown. We're not grown together.
You
grown, I'm grown, now
we're
gonna just be grown together.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show.
I created my own table. I don't need to see nobody else's table. When he said that, I just thought it was so powerful.
This is Unconcealed.
I'm here. Live in the flesh.
Vision. It's your vision, that's your walk. You know, so don't let somebody try to tell you how to walk in your path.
This is Unconcealed.
We are.
A mission without a goal is pointless. A mission without a goal is pointless. And we have a goal.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
God, I'm feeling
awesome.
Oh, my
goodness.
What's going on?
Intro. Oh, my gosh. I'm feeling us.
Listen, but I'll check it out. First of all, I got to give a quick shout out to Louisiana. They are definitely on a check-in. Big shout to Toshiba, let me sure I got her name right, York LeBlanc. She's an author of
LeBlanc. LeBlanc,
yes, from Louisiana. She's the author of her book. She's also she has a book. I think it's Conference of Champions. So please forgive me, Toshiba, if you listen to this show. And she also has a podcast that we are working with them on, and we're very honored to be a part of that. But Louisiana, she said, look, I love this show. So from Toshiba to you, Ms. Diamond, she loves your energy. She loves who you are. Also, we got Minnesota checking us out. Big shout to Lucy for checking us out. Minnesota, I know you hear us. We there. We're Midwest. We in the Midwest now, damn it.
Yes, I might have to pack up and move.
No, it's too damn cold. No, Midwest, no. We can go visit.
Oh, some things. Sorry.
I got some things in the fire right now working out. I'm talking to Lucy, and it's real receptive what we got going on, and especially in Louisiana and the New Orleans area. We are really popping. So I from the bottom of my heart, I got a lot of calls, got a lot of texts. I've been working with a couple of these other up-and-coming podcast people, and they are really excited. And it's like, I love this show. So thank you. Humbly, honestly, I'm very humbled by it. Really, really.
Thank you, everybody. I just show up. I've got, I have to give all credit to, wait a minute, let me find out my co-host's name. I don't even know you anymore. Hold on. Who are you? Hold on a second.
We're going to clarify that on social media. We're going to clarify that. Yeah, but Nat, all right. I'm missing Nas. All right. I had to, on social media, those who follow us on social media, I had my government name up there. Yeah, but unfortunately, the job I do, my day job, I cannot afford to have stalkers. I just
Robert Edgar Allan Poe, Nas, all of it. Go ahead.
It was no damn Edgar Allan Poe. You know what? ladies and gentlemen, I know we said unapologetic and all the other bullshit and stuff like that. Diamond already told me up front. She's having a special day. She's kind of in a fucked up mood. So
I
need her to get on a high horse, get on your high horse, get it right, Missy, because, you all over the place. Everybody's seeing you. Hey, let me show the grass.
I'm just in a bad mood.
You need to get this shit together.
And I'm entitled as a woman to be in a bad mood. I'm in a very bad mood. I don't know why. Don't ask me for any explanations. I had a wonderful day. Don't with your sound effects. I'm not in the mood. I just told you.
I'm gonna mess with you on this show. I'm
just in a bad mood. Don't bother coming today. I'm in a totally, like...
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, how many times y'all listen to the
funk.
Show and she messes with me? You know, how many times...
I know,
y'all,
but I can't take what I dish out.
Hold the hell up. How are you going
to
dish
like
it when
you
can't
do it back
it?
To me? I don't like it when you
Mm-mm.
do it back to me. I don't like it when you do it back. So when I was a little girl, I remember like going to my mother and crying because I would do shit to my brothers and then they would retaliate and I'd go downstairs kind of like and she was straight up
yeah.
my mother was the illest. She'd be like, shut the fuck up with that crying and y'all better leave it the fuck alone.
Oh.
Like everybody shut up.
You
like that's how it was. Everybody shut up. You
wow.
stop crying because they messing with you and y'all stop messing with her and just everybody shut up and leave me alone. Yeah. She was the illest with it. But I don't
nah,
like it, but I am.
Mom, shout out to mom.
Every
well, let's
week,
try to cheer
you're
your
like,
ass
how are
up.
You? And I'm like, I'm blessed. I am still blessed, but.
You know, usually you are. You're my inspiration. You get me motivated, but this time, your ass on some. Look, I'm in a fucked up mood. I'm like, well,
I'm
wait
in,
a minute.
I know, that's,
oh,
how we, that's how we started. Good evening, I'm in a fucked up mood. Like, that's just where I'm at today.
Yeah.
But I'm going to successfully.
I don't think you even asked me how my day was. You said, I'm going to fuck them.
I didn't. I'm going
to No, you didn't.
I'll ask you tomorrow how your day was today. I don't want to know
damn,
about your day today.
Damn, tomorrow, really?
I'll text you
tomorrow's
in the morning.
Tomorrow's not promised to us. Oh, Jesus.
Well, this morning right. and yesterday when I texted you, that wasn't promised either, but you didn't answer me, so we'll try again tomorrow. Godspeed.
You know
we'll
what?
Both still be here.
Yeah. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Uncle Phil Talk Show. And today's
Sorry.
Topic is
hey,
mental,
y'all.
Health, mental health.
We're speaking
and
of mental
apparently
health.
Apparently, we got some issues. We got some issues going on tonight.
I know. This is normally your counseling session and table to counseling.
Oh, Lord. Oh
yeah,
this topic is very dear to me, dear to my heart, because it's just so much that our community, the Black community, is affected by it. But you know, just kind of still staying on the how was your week thing. I mean, you know what I got before we even go into how's your week. I'm gonna let you go first, but I know we don't want to talk about the we got to do better. But as Black people in Black History Month, I gotta address it. But my first, you know, you told me
go
about
ahead.
Your week. How's the new position? How's the new position you got going on?
But I thought, okay, so the new position is amazing. So for those who don't know and just catching up, I was recently promoted to director of my department within a corporate organization, and it's phenomenal. And I've got to say it's very challenging, but I'm up for it. Y'all hear how I changed my voice? It's very challenging, but I'm up
yeah,
for the challenge, you know. But it's just kind of like shout out to my senior VP that I report to because he's totally supportive. And it's just like, what do you need to succeed? So when we meet tomorrow, I have a very long list of things that I'll need from him to succeed. It was just like, all right, here you go, do this. And I'm up for it, but that has nothing to do with my bad mood. Again, blessed, nothing to complain about, just in a really funky mood. So hopefully and prayerfully by the time I wake up tomorrow, I'll be back to my bubbly self. I think I'm just tired. I'm tired of being motivating for everybody else. I'm tired of being happy. I'm just tired. That's it. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not. I'm transparent. Everybody knows that. So today I'm in a funky-ass mood, you know. And I thought that I was hiding it or concealing it, and my boo, he came in, and he gave me a nice hug, and he was hugging me, and then he just walked away, and I'm like, why are you walking away like that? And he's like, I just don't want to bother you while you're, you know, prepping for the show. I thought I was smiling, but apparently I was growling, you know, but hey, tomorrow's another day.
Wow.
How's your day, Naz? How's your week been? Because I'm just
I'm feeling blessed, and I know we say that a lot, but I really mean that. Dealing with family, you know, sometimes our kids. I had, you know, for those listening, I have some grown kids, college age, and you know, they make decisions, they do certain things, and you know, my son, he just has my DNA. His thing is automatically his DNA to protect, and he wants to protect his sister in an incident. But I just told him, hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
We can all hear you.
Okay, let's make sure. I heard a little bloop on my earpiece, but make sure we're good. But
nope,
getting back to this real quick. just getting real back. It's like, you know you teach your kids, you hope that what you teach them, it kind of resonates and stays with them when they make these decisions outside of your presence. So anyway, long story short, he went to go defend and help his sister, his older sister, and he made the right decision not to get himself into a situation that would cause him to be locked up. And I felt like I'm those who watched Boys in the Hood with Lawrence Fishburne, mm-hmm. you know, and when Trey went out there, he wanted the revenge, you know, his boy, mm-hmm. you know, went out there to, you know, and I just felt like Lawrence Fishburne, I was sitting on the couches. Well, I can't say rubbing my balls. He had the steel balls in the movie, you know, but, you know. Yeah, I was doing that too. But
there you go, talking about stalkers.
But
yeah, all they heard in the whole conversation was ball.
Yeah, I know. Jesus, work with me. But back to the topic. he made the right decision not to do something, and he used his head to defuse the situation. And I'm just honored and happy. That made me feel good for the entire week because it just says, you know what, you ain't a fucking loser as a dad. He actually heard you. So
yeah, right. That makes you feel good,
right? And that's all we want. That's all you want for your kids. That's it. That's all. You know, so
it's
that made
when
my
you
week.
You know, you probably would have done differently, right?
Yeah. I, you know what? He's better than me because the younger me and the younger me, oh, please. Oh, Lord, I've gotten in so much damn trouble. And that's a whole other show and topic that we can definitely get into. I got stories to tell you guys, but and I also came with an epiphany this week. You know, I'm always thinking to make moves and stuff like that. You know, of course, we're making moves in Minnesota and down south, Atlanta. Oh, yeah, by the way, Atlanta's on a check-in. Big shout to Atlanta for tuning in. We got some regular listeners. Some I'm feeling good about that. We're gonna get y'all ass call in soon. We're gonna engage y'all soon. But
I've decided.
I'm gonna write two books this year. One mm-hmm. book at a time. But I'm gonna write a book. Just saying. I've decided to
one at a time. He said, one at a time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to write them simultaneously, which I'm sure can be done.
I,
but you're going to put out two books
in one year
in your first year as a writer?
Well, I'm going to go one. I'm going to let God move me. I've already spoke to some established authors already. I've already spoke to some publishers already. Kind of gave them a precedence of what the book may be about, and they was very highly interested. And because of the person I went through, two people that's already got books out through Amazon, top sellers, they agreed to mentor me on the book writing prospect. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, I'm excited.
For you.
Sometimes
I've always dreamed of doing that, but I never, you know, that's exciting.
I got more news. Sometimes God moves us again. It's not this year, but next year. I'm thinking about doing a mini series. So that's going to be either on YouTube. That's what I'm working on. So I'm talking to some other people as well. So we're going to do a mini series, you know, mini movie. Yes, we are going to do it. I'm going to get the funding. That's next year.
Well, what's the movie series going to focus on? I'm sorry,
It's going to be off the book. Sometimes you get that momentum
going,
you got to feed it.
The book
be the precedent
and
then to the movie.
Yo, I'm all for
Correct.
It. I'm all for it. I'm in your corner, and I'm proud of you. I definitely am proud of you.
Well, I'm proud
and
of you.
So,
you all over the goddamn place.
I'm all over the place when I ain't doing shit. That's it. Look, I'm all
you know
over the place when
I
ain't doing shit. But, you know, hopefully I'll be writing books and things. I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps. But hopefully you will be our African-American Black History Moment next year.
I will be a part of it. You will be a part of it. And there's not an if. It's an issue of when. And I'm calling things to existence. I'm owning, as we said last week, we're going to own our greatness. And someone said, won't you own it? Own your own greatness.
That's right.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to take my own damn advice, ladies and gentlemen. But
yeah, because you give out a lot.
It's that time.
Go ahead.
It's that time. You know what we got to do? All right. Being that my co-host, you know, she's held me down with the Black History. I did some research. Yes, I did. I did one of your numbers.
Oh,
I did
you,
my research and homework
all of my
this
stuff
week.
Ready just in case you didn't do your homework, but since you did, what you got for
no,
us?
No,
educators.
No, I did my homework.
Educators, I'm proud of you.
I can't with you. This week we're gonna being that we're talking about mental health, I want to bring attention to doctors. We're gonna go with James Smith, the first African American to earn an MD and practice in the United States, opened what's thought to be the country's first African American owned pharmacy. He used the medicine and science to refute slavery advocates in his writing. So we want to definitely salute him. And on top of that, another, of course, if we got to go with the men, you got to go with the ladies. Rebecca Crumpler became the first female African-American MD in 1864. She treated freed slaves after the Civil War and published one of the first medical books written by an African-American. So we want to make sure we uplift them and know our history, know where we're coming from, know where we're going. So I want to definitely uplift those powerful MDs and doctors who've helped our people.
Amazing, amazing. So thank you for doing it. I'm very proud of you. I'm always prepared with
thank
backup
you.
Plans. So I
know,
like it.
I know, but
like
you've been even holding
like
it down. You've been holding down with the research because you're researching. And I told you this year we turned up. We gotta make the platform
totally,
stronger.
It's great to be able to talk off the cuff and give our opinions, but you know, when you can validate your opinions with facts, you know, when research is not hard to do. So I like to give my opinion. I'm very opinionated, but it's very, very important that we back it up with facts. And with the Black History, we will not just do that during the month of February. We're going to give you all a little something every show. So we're going to take Black History
Absolutely.
365. We're going to take it all year. So make sure that if you did not catch the two MDs, it was Rebecca Lee Crumpler, all right? And she is the African-American physician and author, becoming a doctor of medicine in 1864. So look her up. And then James Smith, did I get that right? All right.
James McCunney Smith. Let me try to spell a middle name for you. It's M-C-C-U-N-E Smith, first African-American to earn an M.D., and practice in the United States. He's the first doctor, y'all.
He's the first African-American doctor. So what I want, what I encourage everybody to do is just research, Google. Just Google is a powerful tool. The internet itself is a powerful tool. There's no reason for ignorance anymore. Find something, put keywords in, find something, and then share every little bit of knowledge that you can. We share fights. We share gossip. We're talking about Gail and Oprah, and, you know, we're sharing all of that. Share a little bit of history. Educate your followers. We all have followers on social media, you know, 5, 10, 5,000, whatever. Share a little bit. Share some positivity about us. All right, that's what I'm encouraging everybody to do.
No, absolutely. And, you know, just I was going to kind of piggyback on that. You know, Google is definitely a powerful tool. Now, for those people who are skeptics and those who kind of want to go hard, you know, listen, I need more. Go put in Google Scholars. That information that you're looking up is also validated and verified by journals, citations, and by other peer-related people and professionals that can validate the information and give you a laundry of supportive information. So it gives you sight. It gives you reinforced information. And listen, guys, you know, we have fun on these shows, but understand, Ms. Diamond D's more than what you see on the social media and out there. She's a very intelligent, strong woman, and I'm going to own my greatness, and I ain't no cookie cutter, but, you know, I try to use the brains of God.
You're not, you are, again, people don't get to see you, so they don't know that you come with a lot of eye candy. You know, ladies like to call you sexy chocolate. So, but you have to change your profile picture and everything, but, you know, there's more.
That was my other picture. Oh, how'd you like to
picture? I'm paying attention. There's more to us than what meets the eye, you know, but, you know, it's important. Always tell you, you know, people are very visual. They want to know who they're talking to. They want to know, the first show we did, you and Mike, you were impressed. You were like, yo, you're not a deadhead. Is that the right term? Deadhead? I didn't forget.
I don't
people
believe you remember
know.
That. Oh, my God. I don't believe you said
deadhead.
That.
Deadhead. I was thoroughly impressed that you did not think of me as a deadhead.
Oh, my wife said that she called Maya a deadhead. Because, you know, when someone just talks and you're like, did you think this through before you decide to open your damn mouth?
Before you open your mouth.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
And that's the thing. We can definitely be opinionated. We all have opinionated. Whether we do research or not, we all have opinions. But the important thing is to validate the information that you're sharing. Our goal
Absolutely.
Is not just to get together and talk weekly. We want to make sure that when people are listening to us or listening back, that we're just not shooting, because I'm very opinionated, but that's an opinion. You know, we want to be able to back it up by facts and research and, you know,
Absolutely.
Have some meaning to, unapologetic meaning to the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Absolutely. I mean, we have to maintain that. You know, this forum is going to be used responsibly. You're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be insightful. And we're hoping by the time you finish listening to the show, you'll be able to get something from it. And if you did, it's okay. You can hit us up. We're on social media. You know, you can hit us on Facebook. You can check us out. You just put in the Unconcealed Talk Show. We'll come up. We're on Instagram, Unconcealed Talk Show. I'm going to switch this. I'm going to get our Twitter. I'm not big on that Twitter thing because that guy, 45, that fuckhead, I can't. He just throws me off. But anyway, back. You can reach out to us, and I'm going to create an email. I'm going to create an email list so we can stay in contact, send out newsletters, kind of support that information. And we're working on some other things. And like Ms. Diamond said, we're also going to do the visual thing. She said, you know, we're going to work behind the scenes. We're working on the video aspect where not only you can hear us, you'll be able to see us. I believe you kind of alluded to that earlier, right? Is that are we saying that right?
I did, visual. So what we're going to do, and we're going to do some test runs and things, but people just love Facebook. It is what it is, right? But what we're going to do, we're not going to do it every week. We're going to make it a way. Of course, big shout out to Basement Life. We're partners. That's our sister station they're on right now with the music. So you can tune in over there and check out the music while you listen to us. But also, we want to be able to – we are unapologetic. So my concept, my thought, because my mind is always racing, is that we're going to come to you and let you see us as we are when we're doing the show. So if we're together, you'll see us together. If we're doing it virtually, you'll see us virtually. But I've got some ideas where you're just going to be able to click in. You'll be able to check us out on iHeart and the other shows, Block Talk Radio, all of that. But we're also going to make it so that you can easily access us and get a visual and chat with us also. I'm big on a chat. I like to interact with people, multiple people at one time. So we're going to get that chat room popping. We're going to do some test runs on some off days. And by I'm going to put a time stamp on it.
That's right. Deadline. That's right.
March.
That's what I'm talking about. That's right,
directly.
That's what we do.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what we do. That's what directors do. You know, no procrastination.
Who did
Let's
you
put
just
a deadline
say
on.
That?
That's right. No, that's what directors do. See, that's what directors
okay.
do. I mean, you need to put deadlines. Like, look, we got to get it done. No excuses. Because what happens when you put a deadline? It narrows down the procrastination.
It
allows you to stay
it
more
does.
Focused on the task at hand. So
right.
it's
you
okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Date.
Give yourself a goddamn deadline. Stop
yep.
bullshitting.
We got goals and deadlines around here. I was writing goals and initiatives today, so I might as well just transfer that on over to the Unconcealed Talk Show. But I want to move along because, you know, you and I, we get chatty-catty. What's the topic? This was your topic, so why don't you introduce it to everybody?
Well, what we're going to do first, we're going to drop this commercial. Then after you come out the commercial, I'm going to introduce the topic.
Well,
and for those
show.
Listening, yeah, we got to do a commercial. We got to. Check it out.
You're listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Nass and Diamond D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sorry. We're
I
back.
Like it.
All right.
I like it.
It's just, I just want to make it bounce a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Just have a little bounce and get back to the topic. But for those just tuning in, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Nas, and of course, the one and only Jersey, New York's very own Miss Diamond D in the building. And we are here. Tonight's topic, mental health, a reality we must face. Now, it goes deep into the Black community, but it affects everyone. I mean, make no mistake, mm-hmm. mental health affects everyone. However, mm-hmm. there's different dimensions and dynamics to the mental health. And what I'm going to do first, I know that Diamond always does her homework. I got myself ready, but I love when Diamond does the research on the topic first, and I can follow behind it. Did you do the research on it, or do you want me to take it from here? You tell me.
Of course, I've done research. I always do research.
I know you did. See, ladies, that's when you know your partner. You know how to get down. Well, tell us something about mental health.
I always do research. So, you know, it's a given that as African Americans, we shy away from mental health care, right? There's a stigma attached to it. One of the things, especially for men, all right, especially for men needing help or crying out for help, a lot of times we teach our sons that that's a weakness. Man up. We say it all the time. Man up. We say it in jest. We say man up. We don't allow our men to be, our boys to be weak. So they grow up with the stigma attached to it's not okay to show emotion. They get bottled up. And then we do the same thing to our little girls. You know, it, don't cry. It's okay. Be a big girl. You're a big girl. Don't cry. It's okay. You know, we don't want crybabies. We want them to be strong, but we have to be balanced at directing our children so that we don't make them think that it's not okay to have feelings. It's not okay. You know, we make them feel that it's not okay. We want them to know that it's okay to feel weak and vulnerable, and it's okay to talk to somebody about it. Another thing that we do as African Americans, what happens in this house stays in this house. Don't be out there telling my business, especially to no damn stranger.
Mm-hmm.
We put up a facade where everything has to be perfect, so it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable in our culture. We don't support mental health and well-being. All right, so we don't seek care. The other thing is it's not accessible. It's not accessible within our communities. I don't feel like personally that a white woman can relate to my struggles.
Mm.
So I don't want to talk to her. Mm. So how do I access an African American woman or man or Latino, whoever it is that I feel comfortable with? Not saying that the white psychiatrist, psychologist, or social worker is not capable. That's just not who I relate to. And then last mm-hmm. but not least, it's not affordable. If you don't have magnificent health care coverage, we've got clinics for STDs. We've got clinics for abortions. We've got clinics for even the flu. But where's the affordable access to a mental health care provider? So, you know, if you follow me on social media, and you can do that on Unconcealed Talk Show, the Diamond D Show, or just follow Diamond D, the things that I put up are the three A's: accepted, mm-hmm. accessible, and affordability. Those are the three primary reasons that I found that we don't treat healthcare. Now, what is the cause? It goes way, way, way back. We've got to break these generational, they're not necessarily curses, right, but these generational norms, you know, what we've been taught
right.
as the norm. We've got to break that. So that's my little bit of research. That's my input. You tell me yours, and then just let's kick it.
Well, I mean, this topic alone is deep to heart for me because, you know, having family members who struggle through mental health, having the history go through my family and also be around friends and other people who's been stigmatized with this, you know, and like yourself, I did a lot of research, and then I was able to find some awesome research through the National Alliance on Mental Health, you know, and I totally agree with the research, because evidently they kind of took the time on issues to consider what prevents us or African Americans from seeking treatment. You know, one of the reasons or one of the considerations was a lack of information and misunderstanding. Period. Mm-hmm. Our community has, for whatever reason, they think that it's a punishment from God, or they're just reluctant to talk about it. Oh, not me, not me. You know, you kind of alluded to that already in what you how you explained it, but, you know, they kind of reinforced it. And like you said earlier in the show, information with reinforced information. You know, we give the information, we try to give you the tools and the information to kind of support that. So they talked about, you know, the lack of information and the misunderstanding about mental health. We don't bring enough of that information and more resources to address those issues in our various communities. On top of that, in the Black community, of course, you know, Black community is big in spirituality and faith. Oh, God's going to pray it away. Yeah, I'm gonna pray
yes,
about it.
I'm gonna pray
know,
it away.
God got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, let's keep this shit 100. You know, God help those who help themselves. Let's keep it
you
fucking
100. You took the words out of my mouth. Pray about it, but I say that all the time. God said, "Yeah, pray about it," but He also said it's also God helps those who help themselves. He gives you the tools and the resources. You know, I know people
right,
that
exactly.
are denying health care, mental and physical health care, talking about I'm gonna pay for it, and these people have insurance. I'm going to pray for
right.
it. Pray about it. God gave you the tools to get it treated. He created these doctors and psychiatrists and all of this stuff, these people to help you, to assist you, to walk you through it. But you praying about it, and God has already answered you, already gave you the answer. You're not
right.
following.
You exactly.
Right.
And you know, to our spiritual – no, and I'm going to say ours. I'm going to say those in position in churches or religious foundations, well, you know, God's going to – we're going to pray it out for you. The devil's taking over. Hold on. Let's stop the bullshit. Let's do the research. Do the research.
Right.
Don't misguide it. Don't use faith. You know, you come back here, I'll counsel you, my brother. Maybe there's some bona fide issues going on, and we cannot sit there and just ignore it. Pray it over. I'm going to put some holy oil on you and keep it fucking moving. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. You know, if someone needs help, yeah, you counsel. Let's find out what's going on. Provide the supportive services. You churches and you various organizations and centers who provide the spiritual so-called foundation for the community, invite the mental health experts in or mental health counselors in. Let's address that. Create that. Allow that to be part of your ministry. Add that to your
right.
goddamn ministry.
Oh,
you know,
church,
I'm saying,
that's the
me,
pastors.
You know,
yes.
No. We won't let you.
Oh,
no, fuck that. Excuse
no.
my language. You know, we all going to. I know, listen, to each his own. Listen, God ain't done with me yet. I know I have issues. And because you may talk about the Bible, but a true heart will see God. Let's not get it fucked up. You know, because those people, let's not get it fucked up. Let's not even get it fucked up, because I'm just tired of those fraudulent people sitting there, you know, God is anointing me. Listen, you don't walk in goddamn water. You're a man, too. And Jesus has made mistakes as well. We got to help our people and stop trying to give them misinformation. You know, stop telling them, you know, spirituality, I'm going to put this holy oil, I'm going to pray for you. You know, okay, the prayer is fine, but let's get the supportive resources that are going to actually help them. But that's
but
just
look.
Me. I mean, look,
if I don't pay my tithes, what do I still get holy oil?
You know, that's a whole other topic and show, which I would love to get into that. I would love to get into that, because we got a lot of people who's in position and how they talk to people, it's almost like they control their minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
What about the person who seeks counseling, and this is just totally off the top, how do you feel about prescribing drugs for particular conditions?
Here's the sad part. You do have a lot of doctors, and I'm also say schools, and I'm saying it. And there's something mm-hmm. else I'm also going to talk about with mental health. You got a lot of schools who's very quick to classify our children. You know, they don't provide the proper resources. They don't classify them. They have mental health issues. They classify them, give them that they're cognitively or their educational deficiencies. But the curriculum they give them, you know, they pass them through. So they give them medications. They give them all these fucking medications. Ladies and gentlemen, parents, I just said this before. Understand what they're giving them. Just because they have a doctor, funny name, you got to understand there's also these special interest groups. I can go deep with this shit because these special interest groups have these medications that they give the doctors to test run into our communities. Before you take the medicine, look at preventive services, counseling that can possibly help your children now or an adult. But understand the medication. Research the medication that they're giving you, please. Because if you don't research it, just don't believe, well, yeah, they give him the medication. He says, I have ADHD. Research it. Find out, is there some other avenues first? First of all, do the research. Don't just put it into the doctor's goddamn hands and say, oh, well, or the pastor's hands. Oh, well, they got it covered. That's what they said. I got to believe them. Take the time to educate yourself.
But
take
I'm the time.
There's a fucking library.
Nobody goes to the library anymore. People don't even know how to use the damn index.
That's another topic, too.
What if
we have a goddamn blackout? or we get hit with some cyber warfare and everything gets knocked out.
Right, people got to learn. We got to learn. That's another topic. But, however, you're sending the mixed message. Let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Okay.
You telling me that I need to see counseling and I need to seek help and I need to not just pray about it. I need to go to talk to a professional about it. Now this professional that you told me to trust and go talk to them about it, you're telling me not to trust them enough to, I don't know drugs. Doctor said I need to take this drug for my mood swings, so now I'm going to take it, but you're telling me not to do that.
No, I never said that. Now, remember what I just said. Now, I'm glad you played the devil's advocate because you have people like that that's going to be that critic or very critical. Remember, I told you the National Alliance on Mental Health did research in this. They said because of a lack of information and misunderstanding about mental health. Understand before you go into the doctor's office, you're going to get the help, but take the time to do the research on it. If you're going to seek that, you know what? Something's wrong with me. You understand it. Or maybe somebody's talking to me. Or if you have a loved one, hey, listen, I did some research on this. I looked this up. Let's before we go on, let's kind of – and also get more than one opinion. It's okay to get more than one opinion. It's okay. You know, I usually say go with an odd number. You know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't afford it, whatever, go with an odd number.
You already took the words out of my mouth because I was going to say, because you're giving advice right now. We already said that it's not affordable. A lot of insurance plan, these riders don't. So I can't get, I'm just going to give you a hard time. I can't get the main diagnosis.
I can't because my insurance is only going to pay for me to have three sessions per year. But I want you to give a hard time. And again, it goes deeper than this whole thing because this mental health, it's systematic. When I say it's systematic because it's created, they're not going to provide these resources for our community. Now, I'm going to bring it back. That's where these so-called church leaders and these other nonprofit organizations, that's where you guys come in. You know this community is black community or this community of low income, don't have resources. Let's get the resources in there. If you know we don't have it, get it in there. Let's get it in there because you know they can't afford it. You know this community can't afford it. Let's offer that to them. And we have to – we can flood the social media with all, you know, well, this person's out here acting a fool. I'm making it fucking rain. Let's pump the resources of mental health support and awareness on social media. Let's not be afraid to have that conversation. And also, let's take it a step further and let's bring that shit to the schools. Educate the kids at an early age. Let them go ask the question to the parents. Hey, mom, what's ADHD? Or, hey, listen, you know, why am I in special ed? Explain to them why you have an IEP meeting. Explain, ask questions. Have your kids, if the kids, you know, they always say children are one of, they're more receptive at an early age when learning information. So if you're giving them information at an early age, trust me, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be very receptive of that shit. They're going to absorb it. They're going to understand it. But we can't be sitting and counting our kids out and say, no, they're just a kid. Well, you'd be surprised what our kids learn. They can learn Spanish way better than my ass and way a couple of adults, but they pick up information.
Right.
But let's educate. We have to educate. So, yes, I agree. I want to hear the the devil's advocate. I want to hear you give me shit about it because you have people out there the same way, and that's what's happening in our community right now. You have people doing the same thing that you want. They ask questions. They say, no, this is bullshit. You know, you say do it, but you don't do it. Oh, bro, hey, listen, I told you, I didn't say don't do it. I said take your time to educate. I don't got time. If you don't have time, then something's fucking wrong with you. You're part of the problem. You're just feeding into the same narrative of how they want to keep our communities isolated and condensed. Lack of knowledge is powerful.
So one thing, we all hold a phone in our hands. We all hold a phone in our hands. So we talked about resources earlier. And what I want to do is I want to shout out two websites right now that people can go to for a resource if you are seeking or you want more information regarding psychologists. Now, there's a difference between psychologists, psychiatrists, and social workers. So, and most of it is behind the education and the ability to administer drugs or not, right? You can find those out yourselves. Psychiatrists definitely 100% can administer drugs. Social workers absolutely cannot. And then a psychologist, it depends on their level of education if they can or cannot administer drugs. But for me, not being ashamed to speak to a psychologist and realizing the need, I have done so. But two websites that I want to shout out, the Association of Black Psychologists, and again, we're unapologetic over here. I'm not apologizing for not shouting out just your every psychologist. Right now, I'm blackity black, okay? So ABPSI, all right, the Association of Black Psychologists, ABPSI.org. And then there is activeminds.org. That's 10 African-American African and African-American psychologists that you should know. These are just some of two of the sites, and there's very many. But what we have to do is let go of our pride. Know that when you talk to psychiatrists, psychologists, or social worker, that there's a confidentiality agreement in there. There's HIPAA laws that surround all of this as well, where your confidentiality, I'm going to stay away from all the technical terms, when you talk to these providers about, stays between you and your provider. If you're a young person listening, you know, if your parents call, you know, after a certain age, no, it stays between you and that provider. So it's nice to call your girlfriend up and talk to her about your problems. You know, I'm all about girl power and women uplifting women, and I feel like men need to do some more conversing with their boys, with your dogs, you know. But to get unbiased, professional opinions, help, and guidance, because your friends are going to be biased. They may keep it real with you, because that's what me and my girls do. We keep it 100 with each other, but I still love you too much to not be unbiased. When you talk to these professionals, they're going to be unbiased and give you scientifically proven advice. So it's important to feel free enough to go and confident enough, knowing that you find this provider, you find this doctor or this social worker, and they're going to be able to give you scientific advice. You ain't got to follow it, but just to get it off your chest. I have a girlfriend who's been talking to a psychologist for years, and I always feel proud because she comes back to me and her psychologist has the same name as me. So she's like, "Yo, y'all told me the same thing," and I'm like, "Ah, I told you, girl."
No.
You know,
no.
but it's important. She has me as her friend to have a conversation with, but she talks to me not just in jest, but in friendly terms. But, you know, she goes and she has a professional. And I don't know what she's going to do. I think she runs out of sessions per year, and then she actually pays because it's her outlet. That's the word I'm looking for. It's her outlet. She loves talking to the
outlet. Excellent. It's ladies, you know, I mean, it's okay. It's okay to get counseling. And, you know, I'm sitting here just looking through my notes and everything. You know, this has been researched by so many people, but I just want to kind of get some jewels for those, you know, those listening to the show. Joseph A. Baldwin of Florida A&M in 1984, He wrote that conventional forms of mental health, for example, of neurotic and psychotic reactions, drug addiction, drug abuse, suicidal behavior, emotional stress has been classified to African Americans with mental health. He wrote that one out of 20 to 25 urban blacks is likely to encounter one of traditional Western treatment correctional institutions each year in relation to the mental health classification, mental illness classification. Furthermore, now this right here was like, we can relate to it right now. Wade Noble wrote, was it Black People in White Insanity? That topic just hit me hard. Asserted that Black mental health professionals must, in addition to providing service, seek out the causes of Black mental health, arguing that instead of physical slavery, Black people are victims of mental enslavement, which is predicted upon and maintained by Western social science and scholarship. Basically saying, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of that mental health are the people that you're talking to, they got to find the roots. So when people kind of ask you your history, what you've gone through, they're trying to find out and trying to find out where the mental health came from. Is it psychological? Are you a victim of circumstances? Are you a victim of abuse? You know, and these are important factors when you talk to friends, you talk to counselors and help. They're going to ask that. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of Black people are, I want them in my business. But you know what? Yes, how are you going to get to the root of the problem? How do you get to the root of the problem if you don't open your fucking mouth? I mean, come on now.
But
closed mouth on good thing.
But again, because it's embedded in us from childhood. Let me find out you're telling my business out there in the streets. I'm going to beat your ass when you get home. Don't nobody want an ass beating when they get home, so you shut up.
Right.
So then, embedded in you. That becomes your nature, that becomes your practice. What happens in a house stays in a house. You don't go out there and tell your family business, period. It goes back to, it's a lot of nasty ass houses. It's a lot of people that just keep a nasty ass house. But when you see them on the outside, they, what'd you say?
We'll talk about that one, the nasty houses.
Write that down too. But they keep a nasty ass house. You go inside, if you were to get inside their house, it's filthy. But when you see them on the outside, they look good. Because that's how we're raised. Keep that shit inside the house. What happens inside the house stays inside the house. And when you go out, you put on a show and you look and you behave a certain way. It's a lot of people out there, men and women, that's getting their ass tore out the frame at home, and they won't seek any kind of help.
But you know, there's a sign. That's a sign. I'm glad you said that. That's a sign. I was just about to go that route with you. That's another sign of mental health. Why is your house nasty? Why? Why you don't care what's happening inside your wall? You know what I'm saying?
Every time we talk about a nasty house, that was not no damn part of no sign of no damn mental health
that
disorder.
Come on, think about it. A nasty house is a part of mental health. Come on. Let's keep it 100
idiot,
now.
Yo.
You mean to tell me somebody leaving
because
the
motherfucker's lazy.
You mean to tell me?
That's why.
Someone being nasty, not caring. No, that's true. That's true. That's true. Let's figure.
I want the research. That's my mother.
A National Alliance on Mental Health. That's one of the signs. Smoking is a drug. Uncleanness. What we got? Let me see what else we have. Also, confused. I mean. Disarray,
That's an excuse. So because
you
keep a nasty house, you could blame it. I got a mental disorder. Your ass is lazy.
So you mean some people leave shit all over the floor? They don't give a damn what their kids are eating or not. You mean tell me there's no form of mental health issue there? You don't think
so?
No,
we're not talking about the kids. Talking about your lazy person and don't keep their house clean. I ain't got no sympathy for you. Don't come to me counseling for that kind of counseling, because I'm going to tell you, you're a lazy ass. But there I go again, right, being an unsympathetic Black person.
I want to hear it.
But it's for real.
I want to hear it because... It's okay because there's something wrong with their mental state of mind. There's something wrong with them.
What? There's degrees. No. Okay.
I'm telling you.
We only got an hour to the show, so we can't spend 15 minutes arguing with each other this season. But I beg to differ. That part, you're never going to get me to agree on. I get untidiness here and there. But
I said nasty. I said untidy is different.
My levels of nasty is different.
Yeah, I'm talking about you walking in the crib, there's shit on the floor, mm-hmm. there's piles of dirt, mm-hmm. you know. Hold on, you've been there. Wait a minute, hold up.
No, not me physically. I've been in that house.
No, listen, you've been there.
No, not there. I've been in that house, jackass.
Well,
I've been to
some houses, and I'm sitting looking at the person like, you don't see that shit on the floor. You have a pet. There's a dog shitting on your floor.
Well,
it's
I've never
good.
Been in a house
what do you
with
mean
shit
it's
on
all
the
floor. Good? Hold up. What do you mean it's all good? That's not all good. What the fuck you mean?
So that has to. I'm hoping that has to do with your 9-to-5 profession. I've never been in a. I've been in some nasty homes.
Yes, it does have to do with my 9-to-5. And what happened is also I go not just by research, I go by experience. And when I'm going into these courtrooms and we have the specialists and professionals come in, and when people just kind of disconnect from the world, those are signs to look for that will open up a psychiatric evaluation. Mm. And a lot of those things get unclosed. A lot of those things come out. Mm. Why you have an issue with making your home safe. You know, I guess
it's deep. Like when I watch the show Hoarders, I know that most of those people have a deep rooted issue. But I'm talking about if I can, that's a whole, to write that down because.
I know. I got you.
I want to take pictures. This is why we need visual, because I want to be able to put up pictures and say, okay, this right here is a lazy person. This right here is a person that has deep rooted issues. Like there's levels to it. There's levels. Some people are just lazy.
Well, we've been going. This has been a strong. I told you this topic was gonna be a strong one.
but I want to ask you another question because you did all your research. I know we got to get ready to wrap up, but please, let me ask you this question. It's very important.
Sure.
Is it hereditary?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ooh, that's powerful. I'm not a professional. Just from the research, it is something that a lot of doctors and psychologists have. Use a part of the evaluation. They do ask you, you ever notice, you know, hey, look in your family, does anybody in your family has mental health issues or anybody classified with this? Have you ever noticed the doctor forms that you fill out or the question they ask you? Because they want to see what goes down the line. What's the history? You know, because it's for whatever reason, it's something in the DNA or something in the system of the person's body. I don't know the proper term to say, ladies and gentlemen, but it is something that they do look at as far as hereditary. It is something, and it's probably something more that we can definitely go into in part two another time. But I will research that. Trust me. I will. And in fact, I'm going to reach out to get a professional, a psychologist, to come on the show. So please listen out for that. That will happen. That's a promise.
I'm just an autism, attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, bipolar disorder, major depression, and schizophrenia, shared genetic roots. And I definitely suffer.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, I'm self-diagnosed. But I know that I have it. I have all of the symptoms of it, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Like, it is hard for me to stay focused on one task at a time. But I realize it, and I deal with it accordingly. But a lot of people aren't able to. I probably don't have it as severe as others. But I realize that the symptoms, I don't know if it's hereditary or not. But there's, we decided to keep the show to an hour, but this was jam-packed. There's so much.
So when you talk about this topic, I knew, we can go over about an hour, just maybe about 10 minutes. We can manage that. But I got to tell you this much, being that you're being very transparent, I'm going to share something very transparent with you. And it's also a lot of men, let me just keep it 100. There was a time that I've struggled with depression. I did. I've been through a lot of stuff. I've gone through a lot of things that put me in a dark place. And it took everything, spirituality, other working out, and just it took a lot to get out of that and fight with it. Do I have that under control? Yes, I do. Do sometimes I fight with that? Absolutely. Was I exposed to growing up? Yes. Watching, you know, my one of my parents go through it. It's a struggle. I go through it. Mm-hmm. I pray through it, and I stay focused. It's hard. And come to find out, there's a lot of men out here that goes through it. You know, on the outside, they're looking good. Everything's fine. And I can speak from a men's standpoint. I've been around brothers, a close friend of mine. We sat down. We had almost like a – I'm not going to make fun of it. He just cried. Just wanted to cry.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to cry. It's actually phenomenal.
I hugged him.
That's wonderful that you are able to do that. A lot of men, because of how they were raised, man up, they're not able to embrace their friends that way, or they're not able to let their guard down, you know? That's a phenomenal thing. Don't get it twisted. We're not going to let y'all all up in all of our business, but we are here.
Oh, hell no. We'll share some.
So you're not going to get everything, but we do. We will be unapologetically us. This is who we are. You know, we have conversations and with each other just as we did at the beginning of the show. If you're just tuning in, catch us when, you know, the podcast recording goes up. The same way we were talking at the beginning of the show is who we are and how we behave day to day. And we're human. And we're here to give you a platform. Hopefully you'll start to call in. You know, we will start to go live so that you can join the chat, because we know a lot of times you can't call in because you want the phone in your hand or the computer to multitask. So we're going to make it easier for you to connect with us.
We're
going to
kick it off in March. Trust me. It's going to be kicked off in March. It's going to be, and I thought about the name. I was going to drop it on you behind the scenes. You know, it's still the Unconcealed Show, but this version, the live version, is going to be Unconcealed and Unapologetic. That's going to be the name of the live version of the Unconcealed Show.
And
it's
what
Unconcealed
that means is that if you get me with my bonnet, I'm unapologetic about my bonnet. Like, it is what it is.
You see me rocking the afro? It's fake. Oh, I come in with a lace front beard.
But no.
I'm a big ass roll bounce. Afro on the show. Watch. Real talk. Watch me. I'm gonna dress like.
I ain't coming,
you know,
with no afro, but you may get the bonnet. You know, you won't get the bonnet out in a grocery store, the mall, or in the street. But you may. Listen, if we in a studio or we home, you may get the bonnet because I'm unapologetic about it. I'm human. I'm going through some attitude adjustments today. I was fine all day long,
and I'm fucking with you right now on this, because you know what, I know how you are, but I know how to pull that out of you. I know how to pull that Diamond D fire from you. And tonight you did awesome, like you always do. You're professional through. So you know, definitely kudos. You handled it. And that's the thing about it, ladies and gentlemen. But you notice I wasn't hearing that. You know, because at the end
you
of the day...
You weren't, but you were surprised, because normally I'm like, hey, I'm tired of being happy all the damn time. I got a lot on my plate, and I'm blessed, and I'm grateful, but I'm tired of just being happy all the time. I got like 3 messages in my inbox right now, you know, I'm being a shoulder to lean on, and I'm still going to be that shoulder to lean on, but not tonight. Tonight, you on your own.
You know,
like,
what?
I ain't got nothing for you.
But
it's
you know
truth.
What, Diamond?
I'm fucking human.
You real talk. You real talk, you know, when people like yourself, myself, we give so much of our energy to help other people. You got to understand, it's a human factor. You know, Superman, somebody always told me, Superman had to eventually stop flying, Wayne. He had to stop flying at some point. He can't fly forever. And I say that you can't be strong all the time. You got to recharge your battery. You got to, you know, allow me time. So I tell those listening, parents, husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever the fuck you are, take time for yourself. Have that me time. Take that fucking me time. Real talk.
So professionally. Whatever.
No, because you know what? You know, last season I was being, I got my little suave on. But you know what? This is Naz. This is me. And, you know, I told you I was coming. You know, look, Diamond D, she's a personality by herself. But Mr. Naz, who I am, Naz, those cats who know me and the people who will know me, this is the other part of who I am because I'm not just talking in a way to be derogatory. I talk from an adult standpoint. So we cuss with purpose. You know, we're not just running and saying words because it just sounds ghetto and sounds ignorant. We say it in a phrase, in a form that you can understand from whether it's urban or just everyday conversation. And that's where we're coming from. We come from everyday, unapologetic about our conversation. And we're not going to apologize for that shit because, you know, this is how everyday talk is. You know, they may talk politically correct and all this other shit, but you know what? Honestly, sometimes you need that real conversation. Hey, listen, y'all, let's take the time for your fucking self. Take time to enjoy life. Take time to live your best life. Don't let no one take that away from you. I'm talking about nobody. Look, tell your kids, get a babysitter. You know what? I need time for myself. Tell your husband, listen, you're going to watch the goddamn kids today. I'm going to sit there and take care of mommy right now for a little bit. Give me this. And husband, listen, if you're bringing home the money and you're doing what you're supposed to do, listen, babe, look, I just need a little time to myself. I'm going to have a couple of beers with the guys, but I'm going to be home. Ladies, don't give him shit because he needs a little me time, but he's been working damn near 80 hours in that 1 week. Don't give him shit. Take that me time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And in a relationship, give the other person a fucking break. Don't be on their neck all the time.
Think,
you know, get
I think
off
that's
of them.
My behavior as we get older because I really don't want nobody up underneath me 24/7. Like, me and my man, we get along phenomenally, you know, but we also don't mind not being together, and there's limits to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you going over there, you got this gig, or you got this gig because we're both in the entertainment industry. Trust me, you're not going to see me at everything he does. You're not, because I'm not interested in being there. That's what he – it's work. I'm not going to work with him. So he goes, he has work, he works, he has fun, and occasionally he goes and he wants to watch a movie that I'm not interested in, or do whatever. Me time is important, and everything that we're talking about attributes to mental health. It does.
That's
it helps
right.
you keep remain and keep your sanity. It helps you keep your sanity, and it's a learned behavior, learning to not just own your greatness, but own yourself. Enjoy. If you don't like being around you by yourself, what the fuck makes you think somebody else wants to be?
I like that. I like that. I like that.
You know?
I like that. You said, like being with yourself. I like that.
You don't like being with yourself, but you want him or her to be up underneath you all the time. No, you got to learn to love yourself and be by yourself sometimes.
Say that again. You may have to say that again. I don't think people understand that. Love yourself. You can't love,
Can't
love yourself. You can't love nobody else. You can't, period. And that goes to work, too. Listen, if the work is stressing you the fuck out, take a sick day. You don't owe nobody no goddamn explanation. It's called a wellness day. Jobs have that. If you're so overwhelmed, why are you taking off? Whoa, hold up. Whoa. First of all, HIPAA law says you got to ask me shit. You know?
Exactly.
You know, listen, 2 days, you're going to ask me shit.
And in the state of New Jersey, effective last October, your employer has to give you 5 sick days. A lot of companies we're going so into another topic, Naz, but companies got wrapped up this year. Oh, we just give you PTO. But New Jersey, shout out to Governor Murphy, you've got to get 5 separate. So you still can give me my 15 PTO, I appreciate that, or my 20 PTO, whatever it is, but they've got to give you separate sick days. And you don't have to provide a doctor's note. It's a mental health day. You need time. You need a break. Take your breaks. And if you find that, you know what, you need somebody to talk to, again, family, girlfriends, homies, your friends, that's all fine and dandy. But utilize your insurance. We're all mandated to have it. Affordable Care Act says you got to have it. You got to have it on some level. Utilize it. Find out everything that you're entitled to and go and talk to somebody. Go and talk to a social worker. There's EAP, Employee Assistance Programs at Work. Sometimes, most times, if you work for certain organizations, there's an EAP program. It's called Employee Assistance Programs. They offer counselors for free. Seek the help. NAS doesn't have to know. Diamond doesn't have to know. Nobody needs to know that you went and you talked to an unbiased professional. That's
well, fuck you. Talk to yourself. Fuck it. Talk to yourself. If anybody does, you fuck them. No.
Talk to yourself. Talk out loud to yourself. Because I talk to myself.
I do it all the time.
I was talking to myself. I'm like, what the fuck is you mad for? You mad for no reason. You worked from home. You blessed. You just got this director's position. You making boss moves for women, by women, and thriving. You got a house. Yeah, I like all of this positive shit, but I still was in a nasty ass attitude. Like, I talked to myself. I ain't the best counselor.
I know, but it sounds crazy, but check it out. It sounds crazy, but if you find when you talk to yourself and you answer your own questions, you take a deep breath, like, you know what? What the fuck was I doing? You'd be surprised. You talk to yourself. You are your own check person. You know, you check yourself better than any other person.
If you are real with yourself, because a lot of people just I use the term lightly, and I probably shouldn't say this. A lot of people really are just fucking crazy, and they talk to themselves, and then themselves talk back, and themselves tell themselves the same stupid shit. So that's the person that really needs to seek some help. Nas, we got to wrap this show up. What you want to do to get out of here?
You know what? Drag your head on this fucking ground while the car moving.
Right.
Help, motherfucker.
Right. It's a start. I want to give a shout out. I know she has another name, but to one of our supporters, Essa Laura Black. She's live on the check-in. So big shout out to her for all the love that she always
Miss Vicky, what's going on? Yeah, she's definitely supporting us, and we love her for that. But no, listen, we're gonna get ready to wrap this up because this show was fun. For me, it means a lot because it's something I see every day. I live in communities. It's affecting my family. I'm sure it's affecting yours. We've all had our own respective mental health challenges, and just this is my couch. This is my counseling couch. So if me and, you know, Diamond, you take turns to listen, you go on the couch. I'll be the psychiatrist. Switch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
And if it helps us and if we can help you and just enlighten you, like we said, you know, we don't got no doctoring degrees in this shit. We just come from a perspective and we do the research and we try to give you supportive information to validate that. Because at the end of the day, you have to look at what you're going through. You have to be honest with yourself. And they also be honest with what you see with those in your, maybe your children or friends. And do not be afraid to talk to them about it. Don't be afraid. And if they're afraid, get the information for them. Fuck it. Get them the information. Yeah. Listen, I got some resources. And if you know, and also, I'm going to go back to these damn spiritual the pastors and people running these churches and organizations. Handle your fucking business. You just can't pray over every goddamn thing. Get that resource and that ministry into your establishment, into your church. Because there's a lot of people out here who does not have insurance, can't afford to pay the premiums. Provide that resource. It's a much-needed resource. We got NA. We got NA. We got all kind of other. I know.
All
get my
kind.
Car, right? But, you know, but I'm just saying, we have to add that. And we're going to make sure, and you have my word here, that we're going to make sure we provide resource for mental health. So you definitely reach out to us. So, you know, I encourage you guys, you know, pay attention to it. You know, help somebody. Don't just sit there and be like, that motherfucker crazy.
You know? I'm sorry. Y'all, we out. Y'all, because this motherfucker's crazy. Dad, I love you. We're not even telling what's coming up. Follow us on social media. Yo, you got a new name. What's your name? How can they find you?
All right, the next week's show, the next week's show is if I could have a conversation with my younger self. What would you tell younger self? You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the conversation because everybody's had that conversation before. You're like, damn it, if I can just talk to the younger me, Everybody can relate to that. So, you know, we want you to tune in for that. So, but yeah, you can check me out on Facebook, you know, Nash S Worlds. You can also check us out at shadowworlds.com. You can also check out the one and only Miss Diamond D, you know, it's every other Monday at Basement Life on Facebook Live. What else we got? What else we got going on?
That's it. You know, and if you are a woman who is in need or interested in a entrepreneurial and personal support group, check us out, For Women by Women. It's FOUR because there's four key women that I partner with. For Women by Women. Check us out on social media. Do a request to join that group. Very powerful and impactful team. And I just want to shout out again, Naz. It's in. As in Nasty, A-Z, N-A-Z, S World, with the Z on the end of that as well. So check out Nasty Naz, y'all, on social media. We can finally shout him out because he changed that, took that government name off of there. So big shout out. Thanks, everybody. Right, after a year. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will catch y'all next Monday on The Unconcealed Talk Show.
Absolutely. Rebirth Radio, check us out on our upcoming.
Welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show.
You're listening to one of New York's top syndicated shows, The Unconcealed Talk Show, featuring Mr. Naz and Diamond.
Real talk.
This is The Unconcealed Talk Show.
Brought to you by Shadow Wealth Media out of the New Jersey and New York area.